Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Kathy, what are you doing?
Oh, I didn't hear you come in.
Well, no, I'm not surprised with all that meowing going on. I thought something was wrong with Monty.
Oh, no, he's all right.
But what are you doing to him?
Well, you might not believe this.
No, I'm sure I will.
Well, what I'm doing is I'm recording his meow.
And dare I ask why?
Because we, meaning you and me, are going to get busy.
Oh, Kathy, I thought we said we'd visit Nigel and have a chat about it.
No, that won't work. I'm sure he was in the last time we went, but just didn't open the door to us.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I saw the curtains move, so he's keeping Fizzy under false pretences.
Oh, I don't know about that. Jim did ask him to look after her.
Well, that's what we thought had happened, but have you heard from Jim at all?
No, not a word.
Well, there you go then. We must save her.
Save her? Save her from what?
Well, from that miserable old man. No one would want to live with him.
Kathy, that's a bit harsh.
Well, whether it is or not, she'd be much better off here with us. I wish we got both of them from the start, to be honest.
Well, we didn't. What are you doing to Monty? What are you doing?
I'm going to take a photo of him to show Fizzy.
Kathy, she won't know who he is.
Well, maybe not.
And hearing another cat meowing might even frighten her away.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, okay. Let's go round this afternoon and try to speak to him, okay?
Oh, all right. But I'm not leaving until we do.
Oh, Kathy.
No, I'll chain myself to the fence if I have to.
Well, what about if he's away on holiday?
Oh, well, that would be a bit awkward, wouldn't it?
Awkward? I'm not so sure if you can be arrested for doing that.
Hello?
Hello, Vince. It's Helen.
I know that. What do you want?
It's Amy. She's been trying to phone you.
Oh, is she all right? Is there anything wrong?
I don't know. She wouldn't tell me. She just said that she wanted to speak to you.
Well, she can phone me.
But that's what I've just said. She's tried several times to speak to you, but can't get through.
Oh, well, I'm having problems with it at the moment. Sometimes it works and sometimes it just won't come on.
It sounds to me that it might need an upgrade.
Helen, I know what to do with my own phone.
Okay, I'm just saying. So will you phone her?
Yes, of course I will.
Oh, good. And when are you coming home?
Ah, I'll be home this Saturday. And I should be with you about 6 o'clock, I reckon.
Okay. Have you had a good time?
Yes.
And are you keeping well?
Yes, I'm all right. Now, about Amy, did she seem stressed or unhappy at all?
No, not particularly. She just said that she wanted to speak to you. And I think she was a bit worried as she couldn't get through.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, I wouldn't normally phone you. I know you don't like to be contacted when you're away.
Well, if it's an emergency, I don't mind. Anyway, I better phone her now, so I'll say goodbye.
Oh, okay. I'll see you then. Take care.
Bye, Helen.
I don't think this is going to work. I bet you anything he doesn't come to the door.
Look, what about if I knock, and then when he answers, you join me? He might feel a bit intimidated seeing two women waiting at the door.
I thought you said he was a big guy.
He is.
Well, he's not going to feel intimidated by us then, is he?
Okay, we'll do it together then. But mind what you say, all right?
Oh, don't worry. I won't say anything wrong.
And remember, we're asking him if we can have Fizzy. Not telling him we must have her.
Yes, I know.
Right, come on then, let's do it. Oh, he's not in.
Oh, well. Go on, try again.
Oh, this is hopeless.
Look, I'll have a go. I'll knock louder than you.
He's not in. Well, he obviously doesn't want to see us.
Oh, I knew this wouldn't work. Look, shall I try the recordings now?
No.
Well, why not? It might work.
No. Kathy, I said not to.
It's not me.
Well, if it's not you, then who is it?
Oh, look, it's Fizzy.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, it's definitely her. Hello, Fizzy. Come here. Come on. Oh, Come on. Oh, look at her. She's all skin and bones.
Oh, the poor little thing.
Right, that's it. We're taking her home.
We can't without asking.
Yes, we can. Look at her. She hasn't been fed for days.
Are you sure it's Fizzy?
Yes, she came when I called her, didn't she?
Yeah.
So, okay, how are we going to do this?
Well, we've got that box in the car. You know, that collapsible one. I'm sure that's still in there. We could use that.
Oh, that'll be perfect.
Okay. So you pick her up, but be gentle with her, won't you?
Yes, of course I will.
Okay. And I'll go ahead and get the box out. I think I'll put it in the back seat and then you can sit with her.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Kathy, we are doing the right thing, aren't we?
Yes, of course we are. We can't leave her here like this, can we?
No. Okay, I'll see you in a minute.
Okay. Now, Fizzy, come here. We're going to take you home.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, Vince. It's Helen.
What do you want?
How's Amy? Have you spoken to her yet?
Yes, and she's fine. I've just got off the phone speaking to her.
So, what did she say?
Well, nothing's wrong. She just wanted to know when I'd be home. She's thinking of coming over, you see.
Is she? Well, why that?
Because she wants to, that's all. Remember, we haven't seen her for ages because of this blooming COVID thing.
Well, I know that. I just wondered why she wants to come now.
Well, it doesn't matter why. The thing is, she wants to come. But because of your phone call saying I must phone her immediately, I was worried sick. And actually, it made me feel quite poorly, but as it happens, it's all right. You got the wrong end of the stick and made something out of nothing.
Vince, you didn't say anything to me. I didn't know that's what she wanted to do.
Well, I did ask you if she sounded worried or unhappy, didn't I?
Yes, and I said she didn't.
Well, I was certainly worried. I thought something terrible had happened.
Well, it hasn't, thank goodness.
It's a pity, Helen, you don't have a better relationship with your daughter, because then she might have told you her plans.
Well, she didn't. And don't have a go at me. I was worried too.
Well, I think you just needed a reason to phone me. And you thought this would be an ideal opportunity. Am I right?
No. Honestly, I should be allowed to phone my own husband.
Well, maybe I won't be for much longer.
What do you mean, you won't be for much longer?
Helen, we can talk about that when I get back.
But Vince...
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.